This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, September 6th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Farm bill makes Senate's fall to-do list. Jet fuel maker signs USDA deal. And plant-based protein sales rebound. Farm bill gets Schumer mentioned as Senate kicks off. The Senate has kicked off its fall work period, staring at a possible government shutdown and continued uncertainty as to when a farm bill can get to the floor. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer made no mention of the farm bill in a letter to colleagues last Friday outlining the Senate's fall priorities, but he did include a passing mention of it in an opening speech on the Senate floor Tuesday evening. Schumer ticked off a long list of issues the Senate could address this fall, ranging from children's online privacy to FAA reauthorization and a farm bill. The House isn't back in session until next Tuesday. Congress will have to pass a stopgap spending bill by October 1 to keep the government funded when the new fiscal year begins. In the meantime, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky said he expects the Senate to start debating the first of its FY24 appropriation bills next week. Ethanol to jet fuel developer inks USDA deal. Gevo Inc., a Colorado-based company that aims to scale up the production of sustainable aviation fuel from corn ethanol, is announcing today that it has signed an agreement with the USDA for a $30 million grant under the Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities program. The funding is intended to quantify the impact of climate smart practices on the carbon score of ethanol-based jet fuel. The program, quote, aims to count all the carbon at the field level and reward farmers on performance basis for production of corn with a relatively low carbon intensity score, says Paul Bloom, chief carbon officer and chief innovation officer for Gevo and head of its Verity tracking platform. FAPRI lowers corn and soybean price forecast. Economists with the Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri have lowered their projections for corn and soybean prices over the next few years. However, the price of soybeans in particular is expected to remain well above the prices that would trigger payments under the price loss coverage program. FAPRI estimates soybean prices will drop from $12.88 a bushel for this year's crop to $10.94 for 2024, $10.55 for 2025, before rebounding somewhat due to growing biofuel demand. The average price of corn expected to drop from last year's $6.80 a bushel to $4.94 for this year's crop, and then down to $4.24 for the 2026 harvest. That 2026 price estimate would be just below the projected effective PLC reference price for corn, potentially triggering payments to farmers. Now take note, FAPRI expects the use of biomass-based diesel to increase by more than a billion gallons from 2022 through 2028, while domestic use of ethanol will remain flat. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Plant-based protein sales nearly back to pre-pandemic levels. Plant-based protein sales of the U.S. food service sector have nearly rebounded to pre-pandemic levels. That according to a new report from the Good Food Institute. Sales at food service establishments reached 60 million pounds or $304 million last year. That compares to 61 million pounds in 2019, with sales at 282 million. Sales dropped to 48 million pounds in 2020. Still, only 10% of U.S. consumers purchased plant-based meat alternatives at a food service location last year, and most of those consumers only did so during the year. GFI research analyst Ben Pierce says this signals a large runway from the plant-based meat category to further expand in the food service sector if products can appeal to more consumers and earn greater loyalty. Brazil nears completion of Safrinha corn harvest. Brazil's harvest of its largest corn crop of the year, the Safrinha that's planted on soybean acreage, is 88% complete, that according to the consulting firm Agroal. Field work has ended in the country's biggest corn farming state of Mato Grosso, but farmers are still harvesting in states such as Paraná and Mato Grosso do Sul, where progress has been hampered by rains. USDA, Mexican cotton production plunges partly on lack of new GM seeds. Falling cotton fiber usage, rising competition from synthetics, increased yarn imports from Asia, and a weak peso are all weighing on Mexico's cotton farmers. But they're also suffering from the government's failure to approve new genetically modified seeds, that according to USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service. The government of Mexico has not approved any genetically engineered cotton planting permits since 2019, says a report from the FAS Mexico City office. The only approved GE cotton seeds permitted in Mexico are obsolete varieties and mostly unavailable on the world market. Mexican cotton production is expected to be down 30% this year. Trout Unlimited gets funding to restore western watersheds. Trout Unlimited will work with ranchers and other land users in the West to restore watersheds in the region under a five-year, $8.8 million agreement with the Bureau of Land Management. Trout Unlimited says it will reconnect watersheds and habitat for wild and native trout across BLM lands of the West, making these regions more resilient to drought. Among the areas targeted, the Colorado River, the California Great Basin, and Columbia Pacific Northwest River systems. Here's today's He Said It. By the end of this month, the House and the Senate, Democrats and Republicans, all must get on the same page about keeping the government open and avoiding pointless shutdown. A shutdown that will hurt just about every single American. A shutdown that, of course, should not happen. That Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, September 6th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.